It's the Coach Home. It's John Gibbons. And normally we do these things over the phone, but I'm delighted that Paul Dehaney has braved the weather.
Oh, yeah. Of all days for me to come in, like swirling wind, rain. I was just like looking forward to chilling in the office, but here I am.
Here he is. He's dedicated.
Hardcore.
It's hardcore, but also it's a nice time to talk about Spurs, isn't it, Paul? Your great results at the weekend and following quietly a really good run. And I think that must be something that's a little bit maybe frustrating for Tottenham, is because of obviously what's going on ahead of them in the league. But it's been a really good, you know, it was a good little run just before the international break, obviously the turnaround against PSV, and then it was a good win at the weekend after following that. And then obviously I thought you battered Chelsea.
Yeah, we did, and should have been 6 or 7. I mean, with the chances we created, clear cut, you know, gilt edge chances in some cases. But thankfully, we put away 3 of them. What I liked about it was the aggression in the performance was brilliant from minute one, and it went on throughout the whole game. I think although we haven't hit top form this year, we've managed to grind out results, and that's mainly because, you know, we've had periods where we've been able to dominate. But that was the first game where we completely dominated, I thought, from start to finish, and never let up. And I thought it was a fantastic performance. But it doesn't surprise me. I mean, I have been saying along that, you know, you can listen back. I've always been saying about the squad when people have been saying, oh, Spurs is 1-11. You know, the squad's starting to show itself now, and you know, Pochettino's getting a tune out of people like Moussa Sissoko, like Serge Aurier, like Foyth, the new boy. You know, there's not many teams that can change a whole defence. You know, we never had Trippier, Vertonghen, Sanchez, Rose. That defence could start. It's a great back four. We replaced it with Aurier, Foyth, Alderweireld and Davies. And not only did we played well against the top side, and it didn't show. So I think that the fact that Pochettino has got the best out of these fringe players now, those fringe players are staking a claim for the first team now. So it's looking good.